Psalm 62, verse 2, God alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. And this is quite a theme, verse 5, my soul, wait in silence for God alone. Verse 6, he alone is my rock. Well, the word for alone is the Hebrew word for one, echad. So the idea is that there's only one God, and therefore he alone is my fortress, my rock, my salvation, and I will look to him alone for my help. Well, we believe that God is one. This is absolutely the foundational statement of God's statement to Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, Deuteronomy 6:4, and quoted in Mark 12 by the Lord Jesus with approval. So sure, God is not a trinity, God is a unity. This is absolutely clear in the Bible. The word trinity is not in the Bible. And many of you listening to this will, like me, be Unitarian in that sense. We are not Trinitarians who believe Jesus is Son of God, Lord and Saviour, but not God himself in the Trinitarian sense. But what is the meaning of this in practice? It's a woeful situation. If all we have learned from the Bible is, yep, God is one, the Trinity is wrong, and you go through your life just obsessed with this particular point, that I am right on this point and many other Christians are wrong. Well, what's the cash value of that? Apart from stroking your own ego that you got something right and the other guy got it wrong. No. The meaning of this in practice is that, look, if God is one, this has huge implications. He's not just a number that, well, I got the number right. God is one, not three, not 10, not 36.5 or whatever. He is one. Yeah. The implication of that is that he alone is God and all power is therefore with him. It actually rules out of itself belief that God is only 50% powerful and there's a Satan figure out in the cosmos he's battling away with. He's got another 50% of the power. No. See, he says in verse 11, I've heard once, I've heard twice, which I think is a Hebraism, mean certainly, for sure, that power belongs to God. And he's kept saying, as I've quoted, that he alone, he onely, if you wish, is my rock and my salvation. So if all power is with God, all salvation is with God, and therefore I will trust upon him alone. Now the cash value of that is, let's say you're driving in a remote area in a not very safe place, and well, suddenly you have a puncture or a breakdown and you need help. Well, what are you going to do? Grab your cell phone and think, have we got, is there coverage here? Now, what number should I call? Ah, here's another vehicle on the road. Let's flag the guy down, see if he'll help me. Ah, there's a kind of collection of houses over there. I just wondered if there's anyone there who might help me. And you try all that and you draw a zero and, oh, yeah, okay. Well, maybe God might be able to help. Okay, let's just say a prayer. No. God is your first and ultimately only port of call. He alone is our rock and our fortress and our salvation. So God is not an insurance policy that is sort of dragged out when all the secular help has failed. I'm not saying don't use secular help, but above all, go to God. I don't mean that if a fellow pulls over from the highway and says, okay, you know, can I help you, mate? You don't say, ah, no, clear off, God's going to help me. No, obviously, God is going to work through human mechanism. This is fairly clear throughout the Bible and observable experience in life. Well, he says that God is his fortress or his place of refuge, and he uses that in Psalm 9 especially, about how God will be a refuge in the last day of judgment. So he's really seeing in the one God the source of grace, the source of salvation. If there is only one God, well, he is going to save me both now and at the last day. And all our sort of salvations in this life, be it from health scares, be it from breaking down in a motor vehicle in the middle of nowhere, all these things are but foretastes of that final salvation when the Lord Jesus returns. So then, the unity of God implies our total trust in Him alone. As he says this here, "My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my expectation is from Him." And you see there, David not so much praying to God, but within his prayer, talking to himself. "My soul," is addressing himself, "wait in silence for God alone." Verse 6, "He alone is my rock and my salvation." He's talking to himself. And you have a lovely insight here, a window onto what it is to be spiritually minded, to talk to yourself in this way. Well, verse 12, "Also to you, Lord, belongs grace, for you reward every man according to his work." Well, that's quoted, isn't it? Revelation 22, verse 12, Jesus is coming to reward every man according to his work. "And yet, to you, Lord, belongs grace." So I think the idea is that if we're to be rewarded according to our works, well, who shall stand? Because we don't have enough works, as it were. "But to you, Lord, belongs grace, because you reward every man according to his work." So on one pole, God rewards human behaviour, and we are not saved by our works, lest any man should boast. So on one pole, God rewards according to his work, every man according to his work. But on the other pole, God saves us. So therefore, to you, Lord, belongs grace, because you reward every man according to his work. And all this is an outflow of what he's kept on saying here. "He alone is my rock and my salvation," verse 2. Verse 5, "Wait in silence for God alone." Verse 6, "He alone is my salvation." This one God is therefore going to be the only source of salvation. And seeing that the one God judges on one hand according to works, you are only going to be saved by the grace of this one God. And that is indeed the lead and primary characteristic of this one God. When he reveals himself to Moses, declares his name, declares his characteristics, grace and salvation are the lead characteristics. So if there's one God, he is all our lives. This is not a hobby. This is not a mere religion. This is not pop along to a church of some sort once, even twice, even three times a week if you are particularly religious. No, not at all. This is every moment. This is every second because of his total power and his total salvation, that there is only him and there is finally nothing else in our lives.